Tranmere were playing Ebbsfleet in the playoff semi-finals. And they managed to sneak through a 4-2 win, which means they are in the playoff final this weekend against Boreham Wood. So let's speak to one man who was there, former Rovers player and defender Gareth Roberts. Good afternoon, Gareth.
Hiya, good afternoon.
Great to speak to you. And what a game it was on Saturday.
Yeah, it was a great game. Obviously, went down to watch, took me a little and down. Loved the game, great atmosphere. It was great to see, you know, nearly 9,000 fans at the stadium. No, great day. And obviously going to be an even better one, hopefully, next Saturday.
Yeah, fingers crossed. I have to say, it was one of the most absorbing and energy-sapping games I've watched. And that was just watching it from the stands. Tranmere twice going behind before coming back to win. James Norwood scoring twice, a goal for Josh Ginelli and one for Larnell Cole as well. The way they came from behind and showed great character is something that they will be very proud of.
Yeah, obviously it was a good performance. You know, you've got to put it in perspective as well. Obviously, Ebbsfleet had extra time penalties on Wednesday, short time to recover, travel up to the World, play Saturday, and obviously it was very hot Saturday. And you could see by probably after an hour, you could see they were done. They had no legs left, and which obviously Tranmere were getting stronger and stronger in the game. So it was absolutely fantastic. But it was great to see four fantastic goals as well from Tranmere. Obviously, great goals all round.
Yeah, well, James Norwood has now got 23 for the season. Andy Cook has got 27. So between them, they've got 50 for the campaign. And it's those kind of match winners that they're going to need to stand up at Wembley on Saturday.
Oh, definitely, yeah. You need those boys to be there. You know, I went down, me and the family went down last season to the playoff final. And we're disappointed, most of them didn't turn up. And so hopefully, you know, they've got that experience this time. I think it's more or less the same squad, maybe one or two players new. So obviously a lot of them have got that experience of the whole build-up to it, the bit with the week-up, the build-up, the pre-match nerves. And, you know, they've been there and done it, so hopefully they can crack it this time and get back into the Football League.
Yeah, absolutely. How important is it to get that promotion? Because we did see them miss out on it 12 months ago.
I think it's massive. It's massive for the club. You know, just going forward, building. You know, we're on a big building curve at the minute, you know, so we're just starting to get there. Obviously, it's a massive, massive game and, you know, Tranmere needs to be back in the Football League. And then obviously, if we do get there, big if, but hopefully we can. You know, I think it's going to be a massive building for Mickey again next season. I think he's going to have to add quite a few players to the squad, you know, just to, you know, probably stay in the league. You know, Forest Green had a good squad, you know, and they've just survived, so... You know, hopefully they can do it. Obviously, we're looking to the future, but it really is going to be a massive test again for them next season.
It really is. You're listening to Radio City Talk full-time with Matt Jones. I'm speaking to former Tranmere defender Gareth Roberts. Now, you were fortunate enough to play in the final ever League Cup final at the old Wembley when Tranmere unfortunately lost 2-1 to Leicester. How big an occasion, what kind of experience is it walking out at Wembley knowing there is so much riding on that 90 minutes?
Oh, it's a massive, obviously, to play in a cup final. Obviously, I'm looking back at my career now. It's probably one of your special moments in your career, you know, to have that opportunity. You know, we had a fantastic cup run, beat some great teams. But, you know, you still remember it now. We had a few days in London in the hotel and driving up to Wembley, see all the fans. And, you know, even leaving Prenton Park, I think we left on the Thursday, you know, all the fans, loads of fans at the Prenton Park. And even coming home, you know, even after we... You know, we got beat, but we put on a good show, good performance. And even after, you know, we came back, there was thousands and thousands of people down in Birkenhead, which was great. And obviously, it's great memories. And looking back now, tell the kids, you know, it's a fantastic achievement.
What is it like walking out at Wembley as well? That wall of noise that just hits you?
Yeah, it sure is. You know, the hairs on your neck stood up, the noise, and you're thinking, wow, adrenaline's pumping, you're thinking... All the fans are singing this song. You know, you're focused, you're ready, and you know what I mean? You're ready for the hardest 90 minutes of your life, really. You know, you've got to give everything you've got. Every little ounce of energy is going to be needed. It's a big pitch, you know. But it's experience. I think you can't beat experience, and the boys at Tranmere have got that this season.
Yeah, I was going to say, what can prepare you for this kind of environment and situation? Because if you fast forward a few years and you were involved in the League One playoff final for Doncaster at Wembley when they beat Leeds and went up into the Championship. Again, a situation where 90 minutes, a season completely hinges on it.
That's it, exactly. It's 90 minutes, one game of football, and it's you know, that's all you've got to go and perform. You know, that's your opportunity to go and show everyone what you can do. Unfortunately enough, you know, I thought we were the better team. We played Leeds in the final, obviously, much, much better team, and we should have won probably 3 or 4. 1-0 was probably not a fair result on us, but at the end of the day, the result didn't matter. You know, we got the, what the score was, sorry, we got the result, and that's the main thing, we got promoted.
How did you personally handle that pressure?
I think you build, you know, I think it's a whole season. I think it's a difficult question, difficult one to answer, really, because you're there, you're mentally prepared, you do. At Doncaster, we had all, we knew how Leeds were going to play, we were all prepared for it, you know, we'd watched all the DVDs, watched all the set pieces, watched how individual players play, you know, so we knew how exactly how they were going to play. So we'd watch this build-up throughout the week. So you're mentally prepared. I think that's the main thing. As long as you're mentally prepared for it and you're ready, you're focused, you've eaten all the right stuff, you've drank, you're hydrated, which you need to be. You see lots of people suffering from cramp the last 15, 20 minutes at Wembley, probably not hydrated enough. Or sometimes you can be too overhydrated, which that can affect you as well. So there's lots of things to go in it, you know, which obviously Tramway will be doing, and obviously, all the people in the background will be supplying all the right foods and drinks and drink this. I think they're all on, I'd imagine most teams now are all on tablets, you know, you take most days now to help you as well. So there's loads of things going on.
There really are. And for someone like yourself who spent 7 years at Tranmere, most of them in the League One and a couple in the Championship as well, but your family, of course, being Tranmere fans as well, what would it mean to you to see them get back into the Football League?
Oh yeah, it'd be special. Be special for, you know, my family. My brother-in-law follows them here, there and everywhere. You know, he's organising the bus for Saturday. Me and the wife and the kids are going down. We'll drive down Saturday morning. You know, my brother-in-law follows them all over. You know, the wife still supports them. And, you know, obviously for the whole of the world to get Tranmere back in the Football League would be massive. You know, you see the attendances that they've had this season. It's, you know, it's a big club, the biggest club in that league, and shouldn't be in that league. And hopefully, we'll have everything crossed, we can get out of it.